أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at journaling the Quran, and we've been looking at the ayat that begin with يا أيها الذين آمنوا. Today we will look at an ayah again from Surah Al-Ma'idah, and it's ayah 35. Bit of a controversial ayah in lots of people's minds, but let's try and see what we can do with it. So maybe you can highlight it. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe. The first thing he says here is, اِتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, and that sets the scene. Be God conscious. Now after that, he says, وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَ. So the second part is, seek, find a means of nearness to him, nearness to Allah. So let's look at this word called wasila. And maybe if you get time, you could read the tafsir by Allama Tabatabai of Al-Mizan. Now he says wasila means attaining something with longing, seeking a means of nearness to someone or something, complying with the demands of his path, that is divinity's path, with knowledge and obedience. So in essence, wasila is a means by which a person, a goal or an objective, is approached, attained or achieved. Okay, now it appears in the Quran two times. The other place it appears is in Surah Al-Isra. That's Surah number 17, Ayah 57. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ يَبْتَغُونَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمُ الْوَسِيلَ. Those whom they call upon seek means of access to their Rabb. They strive to that brings them near Him. In the religious context, it is a means to get nearness to divinity. Now, before we try and discuss this a little bit, let's see what are these wasilas. We can divide them into two. There are those in this life and those in the hereafter. The first thing that gets us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is repentance, tawbah, to turn back to Him. An example is cited in one of my favorite verses of the Quran, Surah Az-Zumar, Surah number 39, Ayah 53. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. O my abd, O my servants who have crossed the line, who have transgressed against themselves by sinning, don't despair of the mercy of Allah. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. He is the all-forgiving, the all-merciful. So that's one place, probably the first thing to turn back to Him. Iman, in essence, belief, trust in Him, is the second thing, is the second wasila that takes us closer to Him. Good deeds, I mean, they do phenomenal things. To do something selflessly for someone else is amazing. The Quran, my goodness, that is a wasila that is way beyond anything else. Again, if we look at the same surah, in Ayah 16, Allah says, يَحْدِي بِهِ اللَّهُ مَنِ اتَّبْعَ رِضْوَانَهُ سُبُلَ السَّلَامُ وَيُخْرِجَهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَيَحْدِيهِمْ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. This is the book by which He guides those who wish His pleasure, wants His pleasure, to the ways of peace. He brings them out of darkness into light by His permission. And it's this book that guides them to their full potential. So the Quran is another wasila. Then we have the prophets, the messengers, and the famous ayah, Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 64. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ذَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. It is phenomenal when they wrong themselves. And they come to you, O Muhammad, and ask forgiveness of Allah. And if the messenger had asked forgiveness for them, they would have found Allah accepting of repentance and merciful. Now this refers to the story of Abu Lababa. There's a whole pillar in Masjid al-Nabi known as the pillar of Tawbah, the pillar of repentance. When the Muslims first settled in Medina, they had a peace treaty with the Jews who lived there. And the Jews did not comply with the agreement, and Allah ordered the Prophet to be wary of them. And Abu Lababa goes up to the Jews and he leaked the news to them. He was a newly converted Muslim. When he realized his error, he tied himself to a date palm trunk in the masjid and he cried for forgiveness. His daughter used to come to untie him only for food, for salah and to visit the bathroom. Otherwise, he stayed tied to the date palm day and night. One day the Prophet was resting in the house of Umm Salma when this ayah of Quran was revealed, forgiving Abu Lubaba. He smiled, went to untie him, giving him the good news, but also told him that had he come to the Prophet, his tawbah would have been accepted immediately. So it's really important to understand, but it doesn't mean I can do what the heaven I like and then say, you know what, Allah, I ask you with the wasila of the masumeen and may everything be all right. It's a sincere repentance that is required, after which I can use the wasila of the masumeen. And that goes for everything, whether it is I'm asking for tawbah or whether I'm asking for a hajat. Many, many hadith that talk about hajat with the wasila, or hajat means your request for needs with the wasila of the masumeen and the prophets. So then another wasila is believers themselves. Somebody who believes, who is connected to divinity, may ask for forgiveness or for the relief of somebody's problems or their needs because they're asking with a sinless tongue. When somebody else asks for you, they have not committed your sins. So these were in essence the eight intercessors or wasilas in the world. In the hereafter, we have the prophets and the masumeen, we have the angels, and then we have the shuhada. And finally, believers again themselves. And lots of ayat of the Quran that back this up. Now let's continue. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullah. So the first thing it said was, be God conscious. Then wabtaghu ilayhi alwasila. Continue, strive always to find that which brings you nearness to him. And then he says, wajahidu fi sabilihi. Strive in his way. You can't just sit back. It is a continuous, relentless striving in his way, which is to reach our full potential. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, so that you may be successful. And if I can define success in a simplistic way, is really at the end of life, when the angel of death comes and says, time up, you and I can say, thank you for life. We did our best to leave this world a better place than what we found it in. May Allah grant us the tawfiq to be of those who are able to change the world, even if it is in the tiniest of way, to be better than the way we found it. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim.